Hey guys, apparently Renee is trying to see exactly where we're at. Hey guys, this is Marco and Renee from, who are we from?
Miami Swings.
MiamiSwings.com. Welcome to our podcast. This is number 15.
Wow. Good
job. Is it number 14 or 15?
Oh, honey. Today's the 15th. But I don't know if it's podcast 14 or 15.
I think we're just going to call this number 15. And okay. If we happen to get it wrong, then we'll go back and we'll do another one and we'll slide it right in to be podcast number 14. What do you think of that?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, so welcome to Miami Swings, podcast number 14.
I think we'll be forgiven.
To start our podcast, I would love to give my beautiful wife a kiss. Thank you so much. And for our viewing pleasure, would you mind standing up and giving us a little twirl?
Oh my gosh.
I know it's early.
It's a little...
What are you wearing?
I don't know. What is this?
What is that?
It's...
Good Lord, you are so damn skinny and hot.
Oh. Like... It's either a dress or a lingerie. Wow. I think it might be a combination of both.
Obviously, those that are not watching our podcast and are listening to it, you can see Renee is 94, 95 pounds of absolute pleasure in her black lingerie. It's black lingerie.
You think it is?
And a diamond necklace.
You wear it out to a meet and greet. This is the rhinestone necklace you bought for me in Hollywood.
Hollywood, Florida?
Yeah.
Just above Miami Beach?
Yeah, this is that necklace.
It's a beautiful necklace.
It's a special.
Shall I give everybody a tour of what I'm wearing today?
Give everyone a
what are you doing with me? What are you touching?
I was just thinking.
Oh, it feels good.
Come on, twirl.
Oh, twirl me, baby. Okay, so Marco is not wearing a suit tonight. He's wearing a pair of white pants and a grey shirt to show off his tattoos of Renee, which are all over the place.
Forgetting to go see that tattoo artist.
I know, the new tattoo artist. So, normally I'm in a suit, a business suit. Tonight I decided not to be in a business suit for whatever reason. Actually, I don't know why. It was hot in here, so I just decided it wasn't kind of going to work for me tonight. So, hey everybody, hopefully you can see us. If you can't see us, hopefully you can hear us. This is episode 14 of Miami Swings. You can find us at miamiswings.com and you can connect with us at miamiswings@yahoo.com. And we need to do a legal disclaimer. So would Renee mind doing the legal disclaimer?
Oh gosh.
Get closer to the mic. Closer to the mic. Closer to the mic. Closer to the mic.
I was hoping
to get a kiss.
Oh, a kiss? Oh, of course I'll kiss you. Mwah. I thought you were just being goofy.
Yeah, well, that as well.
Yeah. If you're under the age of 18, please turn this podcast off. It's for adults only.
This drink was for adults only, so if just yet, we are not...
You're telling 18-year-olds? 18-year-olds are meant to turn it off.
Okay, so anyone under the age of 18, please turn off this podcast immediately. We are not for you, and you need to turn it off because this is a podcast that may well have adult content. So please.
And Santa Claus is watching.
Please do as you're told and turn it off. And anybody over the 18, please enjoy our show. This show is for entertainment purposes only. We are not educators or professionals of any kind. We are here purely to...
Entertain
you. So, I'm waving. Renee is looking like
posing.
A goddess posing in her beautiful black lingerie and her beautiful high heel shoes. As usual, if anybody has seen the last few podcasts, they'll see that Renee dresses very provocatively. I thought you was going to wear the single guy dress tonight.
Okay, well, first of all, eclectic, that's how you said I dress, and yeah. I like that, actually, because I don't really try to dress provocatively. I try to dress suit my mood, which is very stressful for you, I understand, because my mood changes on a momentary basis. Okay. But no, I don't. I will wear that one day, but that dress is gorgeous. I'm not sure it's a sitting down dress. It's really more of a walking and flowing dress.
You literally look like you were a goddess in that dress. Actually, I've never seen such a more beautiful person when you wore that dress. And I took many photographs because I think that was an iconic look. It was something that I want to Actually, I took some photographs and I'm going to memorialize them on print because I thought they were amazing.
Okay, as long as you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
Do you have your, oh good.
So I have my wedding ring on, which I normally forget, and I have my swinger ring on, which Renee purchased for me. So what do you have on?
I have on my dress, my beautiful dress.
What about?
My wedding ring, which, you know, it seems like a novelty these days. We rarely even wear a ring.
Yeah, so you know, swinger ring. Marriage.
I don't need a swinger ring. I have this ring. I don't need a swinger ring.
You don't?
No, I'm not going
to wear it. Okay, so you lean back and find out why.
Okay. I it's not my thing to advertise my business out in public. You know how I am. Ironically, I'm very private. Doing this podcast is huge, especially some of the more detailed things I think we're going to be getting into here in a few minutes. So
what's the not to rush, because I tend to rush everything generally.
Okay.
I'm like a speedboat in a very small lake.
On Red Bull and...
On Red Bull and anything
vodka
else. And anything else you can throw in there. So what would you title this particular podcast?
Angel's Birthday.
Angel. It's Renee's birthday, that's right.
So if you're listening to this...
Renee's birthday.
On a treadmill or in a car, you can sing me Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Renee. Happy birthday to you. So what else would you title this podcast?
I would title this podcast, it was meant to be titled The Day After Marco's Birthday. And
so so our birthdays are connected by 14 days.
Yeah, we're both Pisces.
We're both Pisces. Our birthdays are connected by 14 days apart. So we generally make our birthday wishes or our birthday things the same or nearly the same.
Yeah, I guess.
We have done for the last almost 12 years, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And this year... How did birthdays go?
I always just do whatever
Actually, let's
you
go
want
back to what, my first question, which was, what should this podcast be titled?
I don't know. You obviously have something on your mind.
Well, what are we going to talk about? And that might be the...
I think we're going to talk about your birthday and what you asked for your birthday and what you got for your birthday.
So tell me about my birthday.
Sorry, give or take.
So actually, I would love to know the title. I mean, because I haven't thought of a title yet.
No, I see what you're going.
You actually told me a title, and it was to do with the dress and stuff, but I think you forgot it.
It was two weeks ago. Yeah, we're a little behind with this one. We apologize a lot.
It doesn't matter. Okay, let's move on.
So, you gotta help me with this one. If you want.
I can't remember.
Oh, I do
remember. You got it. I can see it in the front of your lobe.
No, but it has been a long 2 weeks.
You are so
good looking.
Look at
you. I did say this is my, I just had sex with a 26-year-old dress.
So the name of this podcast is, I just had sex with a 26-year-old dress.
Sure, I didn't have sex in this dress. Actually, I did do a scene change that night and I wore some amazing stuff, but this was the dress I chose to wear for the podcast to talk about. The sexy night in the hotel room for your birthday.
So we had a sexy night in a hotel room for my birthday, and I would like to thank Renee for making my birthday wish come true. She was a stand-up girl. It was an awful 5 days before and an awful 10 days afterwards, Guy. And we thoroughly enjoyed it. It was an interesting ride.
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was great.
We actually had decided that we weren't going to talk about it until we did the podcast because it was so incredibly unique for us that we actually passed this threshold that we had been talking about for, my gosh, almost 6 or 7 years, right?
Yes.
But the problem was that we went to the beach the other day after holding it in for 2 weeks. We went to the beach. We took a walk on the beach along the beautiful shorefront with the Gulf of Mexico breeze
oh my God.
Flowing over us and the gorgeous sunlight. And we couldn't stop talking about it until we were done. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, now what are we going to talk about during our podcast? That sucked because we just literally
spilled the beans. We talked about way too much, but that's okay. Let's talk about a standout moment for you. Did you have a standout moment?
Oh, wow.
Did you have one standout moment?
Yes, of course.
Which
I had.
Which one?
Okay, my standout moment. Okay, I have many standout moments. So can I talk about one and then you talk about one and then we move on to the next one?
Let's just each pick your favorite.
Okay, my first standout moment was, and I'm going to speak broadly on this, so please bear with me, was we made the date in a wonderful hotel, and the hotel had a cocktail lobby bar, and my first standout moment was we went to the lobby bar. The guest that we had invited came through the lobby, waving his hands, saying, "Hey guys, I'm here." And so I walked over to him and I shook his hand and I said, "Well, lovely to meet you." I said, "Renee is over here to the side of the bar in a private booth. Please go over and introduce yourselves and introduce yourself and what can I get you to drink?" So I already knew what Renee wanted to drink, and I knew what I wanted to drink, which is a good old-fashioned. And he fortunately said, "Well, what do you suggest?" I said, "I'm getting an old-fashioned. Would you like one too?" And he said, "Absolutely, I would love an old-fashioned." So I gave Renee and our guest a moment or five moments to take a minute to connect.
Really take a breath.
To take a breath and connect with each other without me imposing myself on them. So I stepped to the side. I went to the bar. I ordered our drinks. And the guy behind the bar actually said to me, "Hey, sir, listen, I'm going to bring the drinks over to you. So just please go take a seat with your friends and I'll bring them to you." And I said, "You know, in this particular instance, I would like to stand here at the bar and wait for the drinks and allow them to just hang out for a while, if you don't mind." And the guy was like, "Oh, okay, if that's what you want." So I stood there for 5 minutes whilst he made the old fashions and poured the glass of wine. And I allowed Renee and our guest to get to know each other without me being, because I'm such a outwardly...
You're a strong presence.
I'm a very strong presence. I'm a very alpha male, alpha person. And I didn't want that to encroach upon your initial moment. So I stood back and allowed you guys to get to meet each other. So tell me about...
You didn't need to, but if it...
No, I know I didn't need to. So tell me about how that kind of first 5 minutes went without me being...
It was easy. It was great. It was... Honestly, I found it organic, surprisingly. We chit-chatted. I think there was a moment where we both took in the fact that we knew...
You were going to have sex.
I had a bunch of fun. But after that moment, we just were waiting. We were chit-chatting, looking at you, waiting for you to come back. That was it.
Do you think you both knew that you were going to have sex with each other?
Oh, yeah, for sure, of course.
Okay. So...
I don't know. I knew. I don't know. I can't speak.
I thought he was adorable, and I thought he was incredibly polite, and I thought he was...
Very polite.
He was very...
Okay.
He was a good match.
I say you're a strong presence, and it's true, and then you... Put me and you together, we are a strong presence for anyone that can actually handle this roller coaster. I give them huge.
Can you just go see how many minutes we've been playing for?
I know, because we don't have very.
Because I never know how many minutes we've been playing.
Oh, 14 minutes.
Oh, look at them titties! You almost have them titties.
Kind of
all
that little
I know. Distance. So anyway, that was step one.
Yeah.
So. And I told you that 35 minutes wasn't going to be enough for
I know, well, we
for this
so, tonight. Now you're going to need to decide, do we do a part two? Because we have two phone calls to make after this.
Well, it was a really great experience because we managed it. We talked about it. We negotiated it. We knew what our expectations were.
Mm-hmm.
So I then walked up to the table, which was a small high top in the corner of the cocktail bar. And I brought the drinks over. And I introduced myself to our guest, and we had a few minutes of small talk, and I leaned across to you and said, "Is this okay with you?"
That what she said?
Or words to that effect.
Yeah.
And you nodded and was like, yeah.
I think you even said, Do you want to go upstairs?
Actually, and then, actually, I did get the nod of approval. And then I said, because that could have gone on forever without someone being the person to say what goes next. So then I said, okay, you guys, would you like to bring your drinks up to the room so that we can start playing? And you said, yes. And he said, yes. So the three of us picked up our drinks and we went up to the room and we walked into the room. Oh, we went up five or six flights. Beautiful, beautiful glass see-through elevators in the lobby.
Yes,
it was very pretty. It was very elegant. He was very respectful. He didn't do any PDA in the public place, which I thought was really cool of him. I didn't have to tell him not to.
He
was respectful. So we walked into the room, and you asked if you could change into something more suitable.
Did I really ask?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
You said, would you mind if I change into something more sexy?
I know what I said. I said, can I put the red thing on? And he said, ooh, red's my favorite color.
And so then you put a bustier on that had no panties.
Actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually. So I feel like I interrupted.
No, that's okay.
Well, I had this beautiful dress on that where the top just kind of flips down. And I'm so used to, because we go to the nude beach and we're not shy with our bodies, you know, at the time it didn't occur to me, but thinking back on it, I just flipped the whole top of my dress down, slid the rest of the dress down my body, put on this little red lace thing where my apparently tight little ass was hanging out of.
Yeah, I had no
bottoms.
That
was nice to be told. And yeah, no bottoms. But yeah, you're right.
And then I said to him, Would you mind spending some time in kissing Renee?
Yeah.
And he walked over to you.
You don't need to ask me to kiss twice.
And he literally lifted you up around his legs, started kissing you, and you was into him in a big time. You started kissing him. Do you remember?
Yes, my tongue was in his mouth.
Yeah, and so he was kissing you, you were kissing him, he had you up. He was a big 6'3" guy, young, 26, the beard, the abs, he had 8-pack abs, he was looking hot. He took his top off, but he still had his pants on. And so he picked you up around his waist, he started kissing you, you were kissing him. I walked over to you guys and we had a threesome kiss, which was so hot.
Yeah, threesome kisses are definitely hot.
Yeah, and then he walked you over to the side of, to the front of the bed in the hotel room.
To the end.
Very end. And he laid you down.
Yep.
And because you didn't have any panties on, you laid back. I walked around to the side, and I was kissing you on your cheek and on your side of your lips.
Mm-hmm.
And he went straight down and started licking your pussy. Do you remember that?
That was my standout. My standout moment was a couple moments later, but of course I remember.
So tell me about that particular moment.
Well,
before the standout moment.
For a 26-year-old, he was very, very good at going downtown. Very good at it. I mean, clearly I'm a...
You didn't even have to ask him to put two fingers in. He had two fingers in you before you could even...
Yeah,
he was licking you like you was...
That was my stand-up moment. Because you were busy kissing me, and all of a sudden, I'm not sure if you stopped or what happened, but I decided to just... Because I do like things slow, and it's easy to get caught up in the moments. Although we usually do things slow because we enjoy the moments. I did stop and pause and look down and see a young, good-looking man between my legs with his soft beard, my legs. And it was, whatever he was doing, everything was so, warm. It just was warm and, it was nice. It was nice.
How much did you enjoy being licked by this handsome, strong, 6 or 8-abbed 26-year-old stud?
What do you mean? You want a number?
Yeah, I want it between 1 and 1,000,000.
It was 1,000,000. There's 1,000,000 little nerve endings down there, so I'll give it 1,000,000.
You give it 1,000,000. Okay. Yeah. So I was kissing you on the side of the face and the lips and sucking on your titties whilst you were being licked.
Sucking on my titties.
Beautiful
breath.
And then what happened? Because you get so excited so fast. What happened? Way too fast for my pleasure, but no, what happened for yours?
I'm embarrassed. I'll say it. What happened? I'm going to say it out loud.
Because we're almost to 35 minutes.
Well, this is going to have to be the
part one and two.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night or the next night, we'll do a part two.
So what happened next?
So, unfortunately, not that I regret anything, but something happened where all of a sudden I decided I needed to. So
what happened next?
So I stood up and started taking his hands. I know.
What was so funny was I was kissing the side of your face, and I can see that look on your face, and I know
I need it right then.
So you started undoing his pants, and you didn't even want to suck his cock. You just wanted to get.
Well, I definitely did want a hard cock inside me. I felt like I needed it at that very moment, or I was going to explode. But of course, looking back on it. Now, I wish I had taken it a little slower because I might have been the one that started speeding things up a little too much.
Oh, you speed? You're like a race car.
No, not usually.
With me, not usually, because you know that we okay, so when we...
We play.
We're a husband and wife, obviously, and we play probably three times a day, one time a day. But we play continuously. And one of the things that we have really honed in on is pleasure. And we don't just play to get off. We really play for pleasure, right?
Yeah, we touch and kiss.
We touch and it can go on for hours. It's like until one of us decides to come and then the other one has to come. But we really do it for a pleasure process.
For sure.
So what was interesting was, for me, was that when Renee was being... licked and touched and fingered and finger fucked. Single guy who was so handsome. I see it sometimes when we play, years ago perhaps, but not recently. But she literally was like, okay, you've got to fuck. I want to get fucked by you. And excuse my language. I hope.
Okay, I said the word first. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, and that was exciting for me because I could see how excited she was. And obviously, that's one of the things that that we both enjoy is both of us seeing each other getting pleasure of one sort or another.
Well, I enjoy all the little snippets of the night, and I wish I could remember a few more of the snippets, but it just, you know, things do excel. It's human nature. Listen, it's human nature.
Yeah. Have a glass of, you've already drunk it.
I know, I drank it.
How the hell?
Because I'm thirsty and hungry.
Oh, my Lord.
I was weird.
Get out of town. That's mine, girl. That's mine.
Happy birthday to me.
Here we go. Happy birthday to me. Anyway, so we do like to get pleasure, receive pleasure, and watch each other get pleasure. It was really, really cool for me.
Think about it and talk about it.
In the moment, it was really cool for me to see that she was that excited. And just so you know, and I'm going to be really descriptive here.
Go ahead.
Renee is... about as tight as a 16, 17, 18 year old, whatever the legal age is.
Those are all wrong for legal, but that's okay.
What's the legal age?
I'm going to go with 19.
Okay, so she is tighter than the legal 19 year old because obviously she's into Pilates and yoga, and we go to the gym twice a day, and her Kegel exercises are phenomenal.
No, I don't.
I know, but you don't need to because you do it through your workouts. So we do that twice a day, 6-7 days a week. So she is so tight. So to see her that wet and that not loose, but that wanting was such a turn on for me that it literally blew me away. Like you were so hot for that guy. And so wanting for him that I found it incredibly sexy, incredibly attractive, and I was really happy for you.
Oh, I was happy for you.
I was happy for me too, because I was seeing all the things.
It was your birthday.
I know, I was seeing all the things that I wanted to happen.
Yeah, I just got to enjoy it.
Yeah, so I want you to do one more thing for me.
Check the time again.
I want you to, with your beautiful breast assist, go up and have a look at the timer.
I should have set it on that.
I know. We didn't set it on the timer today.
And you've got all kinds of... So 26 minutes.
Okay, so we're going to do just a little outro. And then
we have two FaceTimes.
Because we still have... So we're going to talk about that in episode 15.
Oh.
Okay, so...
We didn't even touch on the experience.
But we will hopefully touch on the experience on episode 15. But we want to tell everybody that we really appreciate you listening. And if you want to... contact us, you can contact us at miamiswings@yahoo.com. And if you want to watch our videos, just go to the members only site and you can see who we are, what we look like. Tonight I'm not in a suit, I'm in a grey t-shirt and a pair of white pants because I wanted to go more casual so I could show off my sexy tattoos. And Renee is in her black lingerie, but, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure what it is still. Yeah.
And ironically, we didn't get to touch on any of our normal top subjects, which is fantasies and other things. And
We kind of got to have a fantasy actually happen.
Yeah, we really did.
I think, and we might be having another one coming up soon. I know we're not talking about that.
We're going to talk about we did what we had planned to do for a long time.
I just needed to recover the next day, and I was ready to do it again the very next day after.
This is important for many, many couples to listen to, and I really want to talk about this for just one or two minutes before we sign off. Okay. A lot of couples have fantasies before they join the lifestyle of having a threesome or fantasizing about a threesome with a boy or a girl joining their bed for a sexual experience. And they talk about it for years, but they're not quite sure how it's going to go. And I want to say, as the husband of a beautiful, incredible wife, that as long as you communicate, you talk about it beforehand, and you both talk about expectations and rules prior to the experience, it can be an incredibly satisfying experience. Now, I say that because I'm protective. I did contact the single guy before our meeting, and I talked about one-on-one about our expectations, our rules, what we expected to experience, and that he was an accessory to our threesome experience, and we hoped that he would enjoy it as much as we did. And we're open to him telling us about his rules and his expectations and his dialogue in the program. And I think in the week prior to our experience, we all communicated that really well. I know it's kind of boring, but from people listening to our podcast, trying to figure out...
Can you see I'm like...
Yeah, I know. I can see that you actually went blank a long time ago. But... From me being an alpha male and a husband and a protector,
you did everything right, Marco.
It's really important that as long as anybody communicates throughout the process, before, after, during, and at the end, and we're going to talk about the end of the experience a little later in another podcast. As long as you talk about that stuff and process it together, it can be an incredibly successful, enjoyable, exciting experience. Would you agree?
Yeah, I like that you set up a FaceTime in advance. That was for me very helpful because I got to make eye contact with and see someone's demeanor and the way they spoke and that they were real, but how they were in real life for me put me at ease a lot. And I was still nervous for sure, but I would say personally, that was a really nice thing for me.
So, I would agree. Now, it's really tough to tell someone that you need to call them and FaceTime them before a...
You're
doing this anonymous back and forwards on a website or a chat site about someone that you're going to hook up with, and it's kind of like very anonymous, but sexy and a little alluring and a little exciting. But
we're doing it our way, I think it's just fine.
But you need to connect with reality and say, okay, this is really fun. Everybody's getting off on it. But now let's connect with you face to face, eye to eye, Let me tell you our expectations. You can tell us your expectations. We can look at each other and do it. And if it's not going to work, we can all just walk away and find somebody else to play with. And I think that's really important to do.
Yeah.
From my point of view, that was an incredibly important moment in that process, that I got to see the person that you were going to play with, have sex with, and that was going to be a part of a sexual experience with me and you, so that I felt comfortable with it. And I would applaud people to do the same thing. It feels excessive and embarrassing to do that, but I think it's really an important process, part of the process.
Really? I didn't feel any of those things. I didn't feel...
Well, I've never heard of anybody doing that before, which is why I say that.
Okay.
Perhaps I'm wrong. Who knows?
I thought it was great.
Anyway, tell us how they can contact us. Do you remember?
MiamiSwings.
Go on.
.com.
No, okay. That's the website.
Oh my God. I do not do, clearly, I don't do the website stuff.
Okay, so.
Daddy does.
So, what's up? Well, what's our email?
It's MiamiSwings. And it's either Yahoo or Gmail. And for the life of me at this moment, I swore earlier I heard you say Gmail.
No.
You know, we have, I think it's 13 email addresses. So
actually, we have about 22 for all our different businesses.
If anyone thinks that I am a
okay, all right, okay. I need to interrupt you. So we are. You can contact us at Miami.
Why are you asking a hard
question? MiamiSwings.com. You can go to contact, or if you go to MiamiSwings@yahoo.com, you can send us an email and any questions or any comments, or you can tell us we suck. Or and please, if you're listening to us on iTunes or any of the sites in the universe, please leave us a review, because without a review, we are non-existent. Don't.
We did get some fun reviews. But
we actually have six reviews on US. We're number one in Asia right now. We're number one in India and several other countries. But, like,
that's,
I'm not,
that's cool.
No clue what that means.
Me either.
But I do want to say, please leave us a review and send us an email, even if it's a sucky email. Please join us with on Miami Swings on... MiamiSwings.com, MiamiSwings@yahoo.com, Miami Swings on iTunes or any of the sites that you can find us on, leave us a review.
You should really buy Miami Swings at Yahoo and Gmail, so whatever I say at the end is always right.
Well, I tried to, but someone took that 10 years ago and they wouldn't give it up. I actually, so I got Miami Swings 1 or something like that, and it was the stupidest thing.
Yeah, no, that's too much for people.
Anyway, please... connect with us. If you don't want to connect with us, just watch us or listen to us. If you're listening to us, it's for free. If you want to listen, if you want to watch us, join our paid member site only, and you can watch us and go to our paid member site only and look at some very, very beautiful pictures of some photo shoots we're about to do, but we haven't done just yet, and some outfits you can buy that Renee has worn on specific dates. And other items. So, please, we'll see you soon. This is Marco saying, great to talk to you.
Bye, it's Renee. Bye.
All right. Love you guys. See you later. Bye-bye for now. Renee's going to turn the video off.
South Beach self-tan. It's not just a tan. It's a lifestyle, free of dyes, full of shimmer. SouthBeachSelfTan.com.
I can't believe that we've just received our very first sex box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we actually, Angel and A just picked it up from the front porch. And here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sexbox subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling.
Okay.
And let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order.
Yeah.
Very unassuming, nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Can you open?
Oh my gosh. So here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, Sexbox subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh gosh. Dare.
Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay, that's easy. What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so okay. You can go next. So here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
It's very, very clean. Yeah, it's super clean. Full. Like, yeah. You couldn't put anything else in here.
Yeah, so this is what it looks like on the inside.
There we go.
Wondering,
let's
and I already see something spilling out that I'm obsessing over.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
What's inside there?
They're fishnets, baby.
Fishnets. Stockings for the girl is number one. Let me see. So, let's open
totally
the packet.
Obsessed.
They are beautiful. Actually, these are super naughty. Can I take one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my gosh. They're fine lace. They're beautiful lace.
I'm going to go put those on in a minute.
So the very first thing to come out of the box is
a set of
fish net stockings. That's very, very pretty.
Oh, yeah. Put that baby back in there.
Oh, you want me to put it back
so
in?
Excited.
Oh, you're so naughty.
Okay.
Really. What's next?
That was a winner.
Okay, let's put it right here. Let's put it right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So you're next.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Actually, let's put it right here so we can see exactly what we got in the box.
My apologies.
That's okay. I apologize for that. So the second thing out of the box is, what is this? Oh, it's a naughty mask. It's
satin,
like a silk.
Satin.
It's a satin silk eye tie.
Yeah.
Black on one side, super pink on the other. What do you think of
Actually,
that?
Actually, I'm just obsessed with this.
I mean, I could tie your hands or tie it around your eyes.
Oh, no, put it around my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like that.
That is so naughty.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, you want to pick the next thing out of the box?
Luxurious. Yes,
it's
I
very
really
luxurious.
It really
Actually,
is.
I love the way that satin is so silky and shiny.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that.
What's
one
next?
Too.
Okay, so we have fishnets and a satin eye mask.
I think I'm going to be a good girl and find something for you.
Go on.
What's this, baby?
I think that might be a cock ring and a ball ring.
It is.
So
this is a really nice.
And actually, the material is really nice.
Super. I don't even want to say soft.
It is soft.
Got that, like, yeah.
It's like almost like a silky, satiny feeling.
Yeah, it almost feels like suede or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Okay, can I go next?
You gotta go next.
Okay, so who doesn't like a pair of dice?
Of course you
do. Now, let's just go. Can I roll the dice?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, roll the dice says triple X
kiss.
A triple X kiss. So I get a triple X kiss from whoever I'm playing with.
You're going to be getting one of those soon, baby. I'm going to give you a PG one right now. How's that?
Thank you so much. So can I do it again real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so dice roll number two is, this is naughty. Suck on her ass. Okay, so let's move on, everybody. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We're already at 4 items out of this box, and we haven't even started.
We are.
What's next?
Should I get something naughty or something nice?
Something naughty, naughty, nice.
How about not? No.
Get out of here.
This one.
Don't even start. Are you kidding me?
Look.
Oh, my gosh. Take it out.
Very naughty.
Take it out. What is it?
It's a dildo, baby.
Oh my gosh, it's a dildo.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's take my breath away.
It's my new
It looks real. It looks real.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's beautiful.
I mean, it's, you know,
You know, I wish I had a penis that. Like that. That's just beautiful.
Can you, I'm getting hot, baby.
This is a really good gift. I'm sure a lot of couples would really...
Actually, how much fun is this, really?
Yeah,
really. It's going to be a lot of fun, for sure. You put it in your drawers, one of those things that...
Oh, it doesn't even... It actually smells
that
like
neutral.
You
pull out when you want to have a...
This
have
is great. What a beautiful penis. It even has the veins on it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of texture and detail.
What a great product. Okay, yeah. So you went. So now it's Daddy's turn. Okay, Daddy needs, for every play date...
Oh, yes, of course.
A series of...
Condoms!
So these are a set of 10 curated condoms.
There's 10 in there.
There's 10 in
there.
Wow,
that's a lot.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Can you even believe it?
Wow. He's not kidding. There really is 10.
There's 10 condoms in the box. No, give me them back. You're a naughty girl. She's such a naughty girl. Can you believe she just did that? She's trying to keep condoms for herself and her naughty after-party favorites. Okay, what else comes next?
Actually,
when I open the box, now you know what that goes with.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Look at this piece right here. Just so you know, okay. I'm going to tell everybody now, Angel Renee has taken it out of the box. This was the piece de resistance from the box number one that I needed to receive. The fur is pink
and
soft,
love it.
And luscious. The leather is well cured, yeah. Well made. So just...